Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, let's welcome back to Philadelphia and to the show. And usually around Army-Navy weekend, we have a shot at talking with the great Colonel Oliver North. Hey, Colonel North, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, man. Yes, Army-Navy weekend.
Absolutely. Right. Who's favorite this year, Army or Navy? I don't even know.
It's got to be Navy this year.
You always say
just
that.
Just remind everybody what happened last year.
Yes.
Last year, it snowed like crazy.
Yes.
And Army wore all white uniforms.
Illegal.
It ought to be illegal.
Yeah.
But it's obviously they got better intelligence than Navy did, because I've never seen Army before or since wearing all white uniforms, white helmets, white jerseys.
That was a military advantage.
Yeah. The only thing you could see when the Army had the ball was the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see. It's not going to be snow this time, but the president will be there. And we were thinking about you. I mean, I remember seeing you at my other radio station at that point. You were right on before Wilt Chamberlain. I tell the story at the height of Iran-Contra after you wrote the book. What are your thoughts seeing these people now testify before Congress? And in what context, I'm trying to remember, Colonel, you said, I'm not a potted plant, or I'm not going to be a potted plant.
It was my attorney who
said that.
Yeah, okay. So they asked me the same question like four times in a row.
Right.
And my answer was, I don't recall that.
Right.
And so the fourth time that they asked the same damn question, my lawyer said, I object. And at that point, Senator Inouye said, you can't object. He has to object, meaning me. And Sullivan's answer was, just a minute. I'm the lawyer here. I'm not a potted plant.
I always thought it was you. I could hear you say that.
By the time we got back to his office later in the day.
Yeah.
The office was full of potted plants. Other lawyers sent to him. Yeah.
Well, what is that like to go through that, though? Is it? It is kind of grueling because you are under oath and you have people. You know, it's gotten even more intense in Washington, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even someone in condition, the way you look during that, it's got to be wearing to go through that.
Well, you know, it was actually over a 9-day period because of the 4th of July weekend in the middle of it.
Right.
And Walsh, the special prosecutor, had been appointed in December. So John Admiral Poindexter and I were transferred from the White House back to the Pentagon. I went back to the Marine Corps. He went to the Navy. And that was in November 26th. On the 19th of December, less than a month later, a special prosecutor's name, Lawrence Walsh. Walsh immediately went up to the Hill and told them, don't convene a committee hearing or something on this and ask these guys to testify. Don't do it. And that was a very savvy thing to do because they wanted to show how they could impeach a president. That's what they were trying to do. They tried to do it earlier over Grenada back in 1983. They wanted to impeach Ronald Reagan, and they realized that ain't going to work because the kids that we rescued down in Grenada, the medical students, 600-plus of them, those kids came off the airplane and kissed the ground when they went to Charleston.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, Colonel, doesn't it illustrate that any president could be impeached because they are going to take actions that later somebody might think was beyond their power or they don't like the policy? Or in the case of Trump, they really don't like the style.
Oh, yeah.
Obama could have been impeached too, but politically it would be a disaster. And that's usually what happens. It's a disaster for the party that tries to do the impeaching.
Yeah. Well, and look at what happens with Clinton.
Right.
You know, Newt Gingrich, you know, finally is the Speaker of the House, and he calls for an impeachment proceeding, and they do impeach him because the Republicans controlled the House by then. In the aftermath of that, Clinton is reelected because the Senate's not going to convict. The Senate is not going to take and put him through a trial in the Senate, particularly if you're going to have guys like Admiral Poindexter and Ollie North testifying. In the aftermath, Henry Hyde told me this afterwards. He said the idea that they were going to impeach the president, Ronald Reagan, and they were going to call, because the White House was certainly going to call us as witnesses, because Walsh wanted to prove that Ronald Reagan had lied in a deposition.
Right.
In fact, he offered me a deal that said, hey, look, if you just sign this piece of paper, and he'd written it out, 2 pages long, just sign it under oath, and you'll be free to clear. I won't indict you, okay? And he hands me the indictment, and he hands me the 2 pages. I said, I want to think about this overnight. So I went back with Sullivan, and I went back to the skiff that we had, you know, where all the classified documents were. And Sullivan says, you know, I'm remembering now I'm not supposed to acknowledge attorney-client privilege. But in any event, I received advice that this probably would not be all that Walsh intended, or that he said it would be. In other words, a free ride.
Right.
Because I was still going to have to testify.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Hyde says, after Admiral Poindexter and a Marine Lieutenant Colonel testified, the House Judiciary Committee, headed by Democrats, right, said, there's no way in hell we want those two guys back on the stand for televised testimony against Ronald Reagan. We're just not going to do it. And Walsh continued on his course, trying mightily. I took the 2 pages. I ran them through the brand new shredder that they just given.
We all remember the shredder.
Oh, yeah. And it turns, the new shredders, you know, weren't these old things with long strips. You couldn't read a single letter, a complete letter. It was that tiny. It was like dust. And I shredded it into a plastic bag, went back to Walsh the next day. And Walsh said, I'm sure you're here to do the right thing. I said, absolutely, you're right. I took the plastic bag out and dumped the shredded, you know, little confetti on
it. Oh, boy. Very
nice. And the next day, he did indict me. So
unbelievable. Well, let's talk about the book, The Rifleman. This is a, you're a New York Times bestselling author several times. This is about the Revolutionary War, an historical thriller. What's the angle? Why is Oliver North interested in this at this time?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, the former Secretary of the Army, by the way, a Democrat, John Marsh, encouraged me to do this right after the hearings. He was still Secretary of the Army for Ronald Reagan, former Democrat congressman, and a World War II hero in his own right. John encouraged me he said, you love keeping company with heroes. Here's a hero. He would be your neighbor out here in Clark County, now Clark County. Back in those days, it was Frederick County. And this guy, Morgan, who I knew a little bit about, but I didn't know much, and after that, I started studying the guy. Morgan is given a commission as a captain in the Continental Army. He had met George Washington during the French and Indian War back in the 1750s. And Washington gets Congress to call up and pay 10 rifle companies, not musket companies, rifle companies. These are guys that are long and lanky, and they wear Lindsey Woolsey hunting gear. They don't wear a blue uniform. They go into war carrying rifles, which are much longer range.
Mm-hmm.
It takes him 21 days to walk from Winchester, Virginia, to Cambridge, Massachusetts, 600 miles, 21 days. I mean, average it out, it's more than 30 miles a day. Their I-95 didn't exist. And these guys have to ford rivers and literally hike the whole doggone way. And then, once they get there, they start picking off British officers in their red uniforms or their epaulets. And the British have to keep pulling back into Boston itself. The next thing that happens is Morgan is told to lead an offensive attack, the very first offensive operation of the Revolutionary War. And Congress says, we want to invade Canada. Okay, so Washington says, okay, guys. And Morgan leads the attack all the way across the horrible weather and in the middle of winter, all the way to Quebec. And I don't want to give away the end of the story, but at the end of the day, it's a disaster. And so I wanted to inspire my grandkids and let them know exactly what went on in the neighborhood where we live. I got 18 grandkids. Someday I'd like to take them on a hike, and then I know it's going to take more than 21 days to get to Boston.
It is. I'm so glad that's the backstory of this, because it does tap into everything that we think about when we think about you, your writings, and what you've done around that. Now, what can you tell us about your tenure at the NRA? I know some of it might be you can't talk about too much, but
I've told people all my life, if you're not going to do things right, don't hire a Marine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, I looked at things and said something is wrong here. We need an outside, independent audit, a review. In a 501c3 or a 501c4 nonprofit, you get commendations for finding things that aren't quite right, and correcting them. It's called self-correction. And New York law applies because the NRA was chartered in 1871 in New York City. And so in the absence of doing the right thing, which they opposed, the leadership opposed it, it's too late now. Now they've got an investigation going on. And there's all kinds of depositions, and there's the very strong possibility of litigation against the leadership of the NRA. And Richard Childress and I was the president, he was the first vice president, Richard Childress and I did the right thing. The current board is not doing the right thing. And the problem is the NRA is desperately needed. And the proof that the NRA is not all that it needs to be is what happened in the last election in November here in Virginia, where the headquarters of the NRA is right here. And we lost this election, and there were seats taken in the oldest legislative assembly in the Western Hemisphere, which is the Virginia legislature. And in that legislature, we lost more seats than we've ever lost before, which just shows you the NRA is not doing the right things. And they need to, because the Second Amendment is under great duress right now. You got Michael Bloomberg running for president of the United States, put more money into the Virginia legislative races this year than the NRA did. How the hell can that be? It's because the NRA is not doing the right thing.
Wow. That is coming from you. I know I put a lot of stock in that. A thought or two, we see that the Navy now, finally, after a few days of this, Colonel Oliver North with us, is now putting a stop to the program of these Saudi nationals being trained here. It seems to me, Colonel, that first of all, why are military, listeners want to know, not armed on military bases? And if we're going to have these people here, they literally should have no privacy. We ought to be looking at their computers when they're getting close. This Saudi national, there's a report in the Washington Post today.
Oh, yeah.
His radicalization apparently goes back to 2015.
2012, actually.
Okay.
2012.
Yeah.
And I, right after this happened, I said, somebody has failed to do their duty in vetting these guys. Turns out that this guy, since 2012, has been his anti-American screeds, his temperament, his attitude. He couldn't have gotten a visa to come here as a civilian tourist, for crying out loud, if all they'd done is look at what he was putting up on Twitter. It's all totally negative toward America. And unfortunately, one, we've made a rule that goes all the way back to the Clinton era of no firearms in the hands of anybody on military bases except military police and the civilians that they're hiring to guard the bases. Second of all, they did not do the vetting that needed to be done. The three young Americans that were killed, one of whom is a recent Naval Academy graduate, and there's going to be a memorial service to him at the Army-Navy game. What happened in that event is the direct consequence of senior leadership failing to do their duty. The FBI has been so damn busy trying to find things against the president, they're not doing their job.
Have you talked with President Trump at all? Have you been there? Have you met him and talked with him?
Yes.
Good, good. I hope that continues because, again, you are a guy that has actually done it and will speak plainly to him and I think has a great eye for specific things rather than just, hey, something's wrong. Specifically, what's the correction?
Well, in fact, my Freedom Alliance, which is going to be the recipient of proceeds from this book, my Freedom Alliance will be there at the White House on Friday before the game.
Very good. Glad to hear that, Colonel. The book, The Rifleman, available all over the place, and the proceeds go to a tremendous cause. Is there a website or anything particular that you would point to?
Sure. Go to freedomalliance.org. You know, we do good things for those who have been serving our country. We do a scholarship program for youngsters who've lost a parent in the line of duty. We've got 400 young Americans who lost a parent in this war. Either 100% disabled or killed in the line of duty. And we give away millions of dollars in that every year just so that we can make sure that we've got youngsters who are willing to serve in the next time we have a war. That's
Absolutely.
What it's all about.
Hey, Colonel, it is always inspirational having you. I hope you come back again and
well,
go Navy. All right, thanks,
you
Colonel.
You may count on it, brother. God bless you.
Thanks, sir.
Semper Fi and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Colonel. Same to you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.